Welcome to the Skills That Sell Academy podcast. Discover the money-making skills within you and learn how others are already making it happen, step by step. Making money online demystified. This is your host, Iris Shalev.
Iris Shalev.
Hello, 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 you guys. Welcome to episode 16 of Skills That Sell Academy podcast. I cannot believe this is episode 16 already. Where did time go? This is crazy. But anyways, I am super happy today because I'm bringing you a very, very special episode. And it's something that I haven't done before. I'm going to be sharing a story from my life and basically hoping that you can take this into your own hands and transform it into your very own version of going for whatever it is that you want to go for in life against all odds. Okay, so this episode is all about how to take a leap of faith and start your entrepreneurial journey despite all of the odds that the world may throw at you, or all the insecurities that we might have in our journey. Because it is possible. It is possible even if we think that we're not qualified, that we're not good enough, that we're not educated enough. I promise you, you can do this. And today I have just this story to tell you to convince you that this is possible for you. Okay? So, without further ado, here we go. Today we're talking about the story about a man who flew across the ocean for what he thought was a simple business trip, a consulting trip that he was just gonna do and then come back home. But to his surprise, he met the love of his life during this trip, and he took a leap of faith, decided to stay, and literally never looked back. This man started from literal scratch with $0 in his pockets and without even knowing the language that was spoken in this new and foreign country for him. Okay, so literally, even despite this, this man conquered the love of his life, built a business against all of the odds, and as hard as it was to push through, he hustled his way out and built a company that today employs over 1,000 people across the country. This story is not only the reason why I'm such a huge hopeless romantic, but also is the story that transformed my life forever and has shaped me into the person that I am today, because I believe that nothing is impossible. And I always spread this message across all of my friends and my family. I always tell them that everything they set their minds to, it's basically possible if we just believe, hustle, and discipline ourselves to achieve our goals. So this story that I just told you is actually the story of my dad. Yes, Mr. Shalev. The one and only. And just to give you an honest disclaimer, my relationship with my dad hasn't always been the best, but I've learned to love every single piece of it, and there's absolutely nothing that I would change about this man. I'm a lucky girl for having the honor to call this man my dad. And from a very, very young age, he wanted me to be his little champ. I played tennis every single day of my life since I was a tiny and crazy 6 year old, until I decided I was completely done after having missed so many of the after school meetups and get togethers with my classmates at the age of 14. So if you do the math, I played for about 8 years. I don't do math, so if that number is not correct, I apologize. But you know, till this day, I still wonder what would have happened if I hadn't quit. I was already like doing regional competitions. That wasn't such a big deal, but at least that was regional and that sort of thing. And anyways, that's a story for another day. I played tennis every single day of my life. I would come home from school at about 3:30 p.m., grab a bite, change clothes, and then be on my way to tennis class until about 6:30. When I got home, it was already about 7, and I would just quickly do my homework and then head to bed for another day of hustle. You know, even though it was maybe challenging at times, and it was a childhood that it was a very, very difficult childhood sometimes, because I had to just be committed to my tennis classes. And like I said, I missed out on a lot of like get-togethers and friend meetups and all that. The sacrifice was so worth it. It literally taught me so much about the grind. And it showed me that if I wanted to get something or become good at something, I really needed to go for it and give it my 100%. So it's literally a lesson that doesn't come easy, but it's so good to have. And it's something that, like I said, has shaped me in so many different ways. I remember all those rainy evenings when we didn't yet have a car, and we couldn't really afford a car because my dad used to say that his business was a baby, and you know, we couldn't afford that kind of luxury yet. So we had to go back and forth from the tennis lessons in a taxi cab. And you know, I wasn't really allowed to miss out on those tennis classes. It was a hustle that we did together. We all did our part for those classes. So we had to go to practice. Like we say in Ecuador, llueve, truene, o relampague, which essentially means rain or shine, but in a little bit more dramatic way. Now, on the evenings I did have off, I enjoy just coming with my parents to their office, just sitting down and drawing out random things like portraits of my adorable Chihuahua childhood dog, and which, by the way, my mom still keeps on her desk till this day. And I promise you guys, I learned so much from these evenings. I learned a lot about how to spin in an office chair. I learned that people stared at worksheets for hours at a time. And I also learned that my favorite part about these office evenings was when my dad would stand up and start talking to his team and giving them motivational talks, getting them to be on the same page, and really just get them to be a family working together for the same goal. I thought that was so inspirational, and I just used to watch in awe. Till this day, I am still blown away when I see my dad giving a talk. It's just something that blows my mind. He has so much power with his words. And now, mind you, that I mentioned that he literally flew from Israel to Ecuador without even knowing the language. So he had to learn literally a new vocabulary and alphabet and all that kind of thing to just even form a sentence. Because he just came for a consulting gig. He wasn't going to stay long term. He had no plans to learn the language. And all of a sudden, a few years later, he's giving motivational talks to his team in Spanish. So if you ask me, I definitely think that's something noteworthy. And of course, I might be biased because he's my dad, but you know what I mean. And with such huge entrepreneurial inspiration, it was really no surprise for my parents when they would get called into school, because 8-year-old me decided to create a quote-unquote club for people to participate in activities such as picnics and, well, okay, other kinds of competitions like going down tiny hills in a cardboard box. Yeah, those were fun times, but, you know, the people at school, you know, the grown-ups, they thought it was kind of dangerous and messy. And yeah, so they didn't like that. But some of my bestest friends till this day, like literally my bestest friends, still remember those club days. And we always love remembering all the crazy and cool things we used to plan together. We really have the best childhood memories from all the things that we decided to do as a team and collaborated in and plan activities and just have the best memories from this time. And it's just something that sparked in me this desire to create something bigger than myself. I've always wanted to form groups, to to get people together towards one single mission and spread my message. It's just something that has come with me, and it's something that stuck with me throughout all these years. And you guys, my dad took a leap of faith, okay? And he literally started a life from scratch. He followed his gut, and slowly but surely, he created something that has given others opportunities and employment and has changed the life of so many people. And why am I even telling you this story today? Well, because if my dad was able to travel across the world, all the way from Israel to Ecuador, start from scratch without even fully knowing the language. And let me tell you something, till this day, he has not learned the language fully. He still communicates in Spanglish and some words in Hebrew that I've been able to pick up here and there. But to be honest, I literally know zero Hebrew, and I have no idea why I never picked it up. Even though I should have, but you know, I was busy playing tennis. And, you know, he was able to create this legacy and, like I said, stand up in groups of people, stand up in front of groups of people, give these talks in a foreign language that he never really mastered. And that is just so big and huge in my mind, just to know that you're able to transform other people's lives without even learning the language. That is powerful, my friends. That is something to think about. And this is why I truly believe that nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. If you want something done, and if you decide to take the leap of faith, you can get it. If you decide that tomorrow you're going to want to move to Thailand and you want to start a life from scratch, start a business from your laptop and become a writer, hey, totally doable. If you decide that tomorrow you want to start a gym, you want to start, you want to lose 100 pounds and you want to become a personal trainer afterwards, I am cheerleading for you. I believe in you. And I'm going to repeat this for you. I believe that nothing is impossible. When you set your mind to it, you make a decision, take a leap of faith, trust your gut and just go for it. Nothing is impossible. Even if you sometimes feel like you can't start your side business because your day job leaves you drained, hey, start anyways. Even if you're scared that you lack the discipline and you won't be able to make it, hey, try anyways. And even if you feel like there's no way you can start a podcast because you have an accent and are just a 24-year-old with big dreams, well, press publish anyways. Sometimes the best stories are those that, even against all the odds, magic happens. And I know this was an unusual episode, but I really hope you guys enjoyed it. I know it's a little bit different from what I usually do, but I wanted to share a little bit about my own experience and my life here as well, because I think that I can take parts of my life in hopes that they will inspire you as well in your own personal journey. And if you like the episode, my friends, please let me know. Connect with me on Instagram. My handle is at HeyIrishAlev, and I'm always, always so happy when I get to hear from you guys. And we talk and we get to know each other better. It makes me so, so, so happy. So don't forget, if you enjoyed the episode, just message me on Instagram. Let's talk, let's connect. And before I let you go though, one last thing is that I do have a freebie for you that will help you in your entrepreneurial journey if you're still trying to figure out what it is that you want to do. I have a sheet that has over 20 side hustle ideas that you can literally start today with no experience, and they're completely online. So if you're interested, then head on over to www.skillsofsaleacademy.co/freebie, and you'll be able to get that sent straight to your inbox. Just pop in your name, your email, and it will be delivered straight to your inbox. Okay? So, oh yeah. One final thing, I promise. I wanted to remind you guys that if you're enjoying these episodes, it helps us tremendously if you guys leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. It just helps the platform know that people are enjoying us and that people are listening, so it recommends the podcast to more people. And literally, my mission in this life is to be able to help as many people as possible. So you would be helping me so, so much if you could rate this episode or this podcast and just leave us a review. And that's it for now, guys. I will catch you next Tuesday. And for now, bye-bye.